You're tuned to WJMA, AM 1340 and FM 96.7 on your dial in Orange, Virginia. It's 7 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, 74 degrees in Orange, and here's what's new. The Appropriations Subcommittee of the House Foreign Operations Committee has cut more than $100 million from President Ford's request for $507 million to aid Indochina refugees. The subcommittee based its cut on providing funds for about 114,000 refugees, the approximate number accounted for thus far, rather than the administration estimated influx of up to 150,000 refugees. Earlier, the Senate passed and sent to the House a bill to permit President Ford to use previously appropriated military aid funds to assist the refugees. The Senate bill could make as much as $147 million available while Congress debates Ford's total refugee aid request. But speedy House action on the measure does not appear likely. The administration says it will run out of cash this weekend to care for the refugees unless Congress provides additional money by then. The Senate also passed a resolution welcoming the refugees into the United States. A second group of foreigners that had been trapped inside Cambodia crossed into Thailand today, but an unknown number of Westerners, including at least two Americans, are still believed in Cambodia. The members of the convoy numbered over 500. Some said a number of French citizens were left behind. They presumably could not or did not wish to join the final exodus. In Saigon, the government held its first news conference since the South Vietnamese capital fell April 30th. Saigon Radio said the chief of the military region, General Tran Van Tra, told newsmen that 11 nations have already recognized the new government and he expects further recognitions shortly. Discussions on U.S.-Latin American relations took place in Washington and Havana today. Senator George McGovern says he intends to use Washington to use baseball as an icebreaker between Cuba and the U.S. McGovern, winding up a four-day visit in Cuba, says Premier Fidel Castro liked the idea. McGovern says he told Castro he agrees that the U.S. must lift its 16-year U.S. trade embargo against Cuba. And in Washington, the Organization of American States opens its General Assembly meeting. There had been indications that Latin American foreign ministers would use the meeting to lift OAS's Cuban embargo, but officials say this may not happen for a complex variety of legal and political reasons. The officials did not elaborate on the reasons. The House Ways and Means Committee has delayed a final vote on its energy tax package until Monday. The measure would raise federal gasoline taxes and impose a tax on cars that have poor gasoline mileage, but there was some divided opinion over whether the measure was tough enough and would meet with President Ford's approval. Committee Chairman Al Ullman of Oregon said he thought the bill was tough enough to do the job and was satisfied that Ford could live with the bill. But New York Congressman Barbara Conable, a senior GOP member of the panel, said he would tell Ford to veto the measure in its current form because it is not tough enough. Bad news in the auto industry today for everyone, from auto workers to consumers. General Motors said its supplemental unemployment benefits for laid-off workers have run out, drained by extensive layoffs. GM said it ended the payments on Monday. And Ford says it will have to raise prices on 1976 new model cars. Those increases could run an average of from $150 to $300 on various models. All three big automakers have hinted price boosts for this fall. The New York stock market made a comeback after an early downslide today and moved ahead in moderate trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 4.06 at 840.50. The AP stock 60 stock average was up 1.8 at 271.4. Senator Hubert Humphrey's former campaign manager, Jack Chestnut, has been found guilty of arranging and receiving illegal campaign contributions from the dairy industry in the 1970 Humphrey campaign. The guilty verdict came after a four-day trial in a New York City federal court. Well, here's a new one for the hiccups, a new cure, but it might not be as practical as making faces or putting sugar on your tongue. Jarrett Burdine of Tucson, Arizona, discovered the cure by accident, literally. After he was unable to shake a severe case of the hiccups, he called for an ambulance to take him to the hospital. En route to the hospital last night, the ambulance collided with a car, and police say Burdine lost his hiccups. Police say no one was injured in the accident. This is WJMA Radio News.
This is a game. A game you can play to test your powers of imagination.
Ready? Begin.
Listen to this. The scene you just heard was A, a discussion on Planned Parenthood, or B, an early morning farm program demonstrating the sowing of wild oats.
The answer is C. This old boy and me standing in front of a microphone making those funny noises.
If what you imagined was more fun or more interesting, give your imagination 10 points.
The Imagination Game, Part 2.
Hold it. We've played games long enough. The point is, on radio, nothing is complete until you make it so. And we can make suggestions, but it's your imagination that completes the picture exactly the way you want it to be. No other communications medium is so personal and so private. Without you, radio is nothing. With you and your imagination,
radio is beautiful.
WJMA Radio News Time is 6 minutes after 7. In the weather for the 5-county area, partly cloudy through Saturday, with lows both nights around 50, highs tomorrow around 70, and in the 60s on Saturday. The chance of rain's 10% tonight, 20% tomorrow, and 10% again tomorrow night. Winds easterly, 5 to 15 miles an hour tonight and tomorrow. Our weather in orange reads in the temperature sections 74 degrees Fahrenheit, and on the Celsius reading 23.3 degrees. 40% is the relative humidity. And I'm Jean Love for WJMA Radio News.
Meet the Switchblade Sisters, the toughest gang of teenage girls ever to slash their way across a motion picture screen. Switchblade Sisters, the teenage girl gang even the cops were scared of.
They can't hold us, we're juveniles.
First you'll meet Lace. She'd rather kill her man than lose him.
Okay, you're gonna have to fight me.
Then there's Maggie, Lace's best friend, a shapely young bundle of female dynamite ready to explode on contact.
You're a chicken. Say it!
And Lace's man lit the fuse.
You got knocked up, right? Big deal!
Two teenage wildcats, both hung up on the same guy. One of them had to go the hard way. Switchblade Sisters, in color, rated R.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Orange Drive-In Theater. Persons under 18 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or guardian.
Maybe I'll sigh. Maybe I'll cry. But even if I die, we'll go on swinging 4-5 times. 4-5 times. 4-5 times. There is delight doing things right 4-5 times. We like to play.
We like to play.
We like to sing.
We like to sing.
We like to do for diddly do 4-5 times. Beep bop for one. Beep bop for two. Beep bop for three. For diddly dee 4-5 times. What doodle beep bop die. Footy footy to la da da do. What da 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 da. Give you a giddly diddly die. Foot the diddle dip the diddle dip the diddle. Why giddly diddly do.
Oh yeah.
Sure.
Okay.
Delighted.
What?
Pop pop.
4-5 times. 4-5 times. There is delight doing things right 4-5 times.
Four, five times.
Peter Dean and his niece Carly Simon for Five Times. 7:10 here on the evening show. Jean Love with you through the evening. A reminder that if you're on your way, you have 20 minutes to get there on time to listen to Reverend David Minus of Pottstown, Pennsylvania. He's going to be speaking at the Mount Pisgah Baptist Church in True Blue at 7:30. This is for the benefit of the Building Fund. And let's see. We've had good luck on our pet patrol today. That pig that got away this afternoon was picked up, and the porker's back home again. He didn't meet the fate of the one that got lost up in Orange some time ago. A little puppy's been found. A tan female pup's been found in the Radiant area. She's not wearing any collar. If it's yours, you can find her. Just call this number, 672-3876. Music from the great Waldo Pepper. And the name of that piece is called Waltz for Scooter. That was Graham Young on the cornet and Dick Nash on baritone. And, of course, the music is Henry Mancini's. Original music composed and conducted by Henry. And this is a really fine soundtrack album that we have in. And, of course, the movie is the great thing with Robert Redford at the controls. And he winds his way around with the old airplanes following World War I, free as a bird. The great Waldo Pepper. It's 14 minutes after 7 o'clock here on the evening show, and we have nice weather these days. Today was a beautiful, beautiful day, and it looks like we're going to have a pretty nice time of it all the way through to Saturday. Just some partly cloudy conditions are forecast. Now, the weather for Orange, Charlottesville, Lahore, and Free Union is what we have here. Partly cloudy through Saturday with lows both nights around 50 and highs tomorrow around 70 and in the 60s on Saturday. No chance of rain to worry about. It's a 10% chance tonight, 20% tomorrow, and 10% again tomorrow night. Easterly winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour tonight and tomorrow. It's still 74 degrees in Orange. We had a high today of 79 degrees. That's your Fahrenheit reading, and for all the metric fans, it's 23.3 degrees Celsius. 40% is the relative humidity. At 15 minutes past 7 on the evening show on WJMA. Sarah Vaughan really great. And she's of the old school, new school, whatever you want to call her. She's ever present with good sound. And this is from her newest album out called Send in the Clowns. And this is the main title cut.
Thank you.
That's a Jimmy Weissner sound, and following Sarah Vaughan, they did, didn't we? It's now 22 minutes after 7. Big dead air silence there. I didn't mean that. All of a sudden, it's 22 after the hour. Well, the sudden popularity of home canning and freezing caused a tight supply situation of canning supplies and storage containers in 1974, and according to a recent study conducted in the state of Virginia by the Virginia Department of Ag and Commerce, manufacturers are making every effort to meet the increased demand in 1975. Canning jars and screw bands are reusable, but the lids must be replaced with each use. Because additional manufacturers are making jars for home canning, supplies should be adequate. This year, many consumers have adequate supplies of jars and screw bands, which they purchased in the past. They're now looking for lids to use with these canning jars and screw bands. According to the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Commerce survey, manufacturers report that additional supplies of the lids will be arriving as the home canning season approaches. It should be an adequate supply. A recent statement from USDA concludes that barring any hoarding or breakdown in production, there should be an ample supply of complete home canning units and a sufficient supply of caps and lids. Before harvest time is here, take some time to review basic canning and freezing techniques. Remember that one of the basic reasons for preserving foods is to take advantage of the different fruits and vegetables when they are plentiful and inexpensive. Money will not be saved if food is not preserved properly. You just end up having to throw it all away. For a very informative booklet entitled 10 Short Lessons in Canning and Freezing, write to Canning, care of the Virginia Department of Agriculture and Commerce, and that's Post Office Box 1163 in Richmond. The zip code down there is 23209. That, again, is 10 Short Lessons in Canning and Freezing. And send it to Canning, Virginia Department of Agriculture and Commerce, Post Office Box 1163 in Richmond, 23209. And then have at it. And do your canning of all your goods. It is a real shame to have all the kinds of jars on hand and no lids. And people who hoard are not doing anybody any favor. I know this. And it's just like during wartime, when people were hoarding, back in World War II time, that is, and people would be hoarding things, and finally it backfired on a lot of them. They were hoarding butter, of all things to be hoarding, and it just ended up that some folks had so much butter on hand that it all turned rancid on them, and everybody was very glad about that kind of a situation against the hoarding people. But sharing the situation will be a good thing. Freezing, you don't need to worry with the jars if you have a good freezer to get your things into, and just some nice plastic containers are going to do you real well on that. It's that time again. It's 25 minutes after 7 here on the evening show. We'll have a look at some of the sports news in on the half hour. Meantime, here's old Fatty Alhert.
Thank you.
It's called For Once in My Life, and that's Al Hurt at the trumpet. 2 minutes before news time.
Fresh mixed fryer parts, 39 cents a pound at Gordonsville and Louisa IGA. Turkey breasts, 99 cents a pound. A 3 pound bag of yellow onions, only 39 cents. And IGA concentrated frozen orange juice, 16 ounce can, 53 cents. Save every day at IGA on the Circle in Gordonsville, Main Street in Louisa.
Shop and save the quality way at IGA.
Chrissy Faith Strings and doing the Beatles album, and that's the Ballad of John and Yoko. It's 7:30 here on WJMA AM and FM in Orange, and it's time now to have a look at some sports news brought to you by one of the members of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, McDaniels Gas and Tire Center. Defending champion George Burns and national collegiate golf champion Curtis Strange have taken another step toward the head-to-head meeting for the title in the North and South Amateur Golf Championship. Each won his quarterfinal match today in Pinehurst, North Carolina. So did 59-year-old Bill Hindman and Peter Green. Senator George McGovern, who is winding up a visit to Havana, says Cuban Prime Minister Fidel Castro is receptive to using sports diplomacy for warming relations between the United States and Cuba. McGovern said he received a favorable response when he told Castro he will urge that there be baseball and basketball competition between the two nations. Slugger Dick Allen, never known for being an early riser, was at the Philadelphia Phillies ballpark before 9 this morning taking batting practice. Allen, reacquired by the Phils yesterday, hit for 2 hours and then spent 30 minutes sharpening his glove work. The Ladies Pro Golf Tour has moved into Atlanta for the Lady Tara Tournament, which begins tomorrow. The 54-hole test is being played at the Par 73 Indian Hills Country Club course, considered one of the toughest on the women's tour. No woman would admit that age, anyhow. And we'll have some more sports in a moment.
McDaniel's Discount Gas and Tire Center, Orange's newest official automobile inspection station, now has mufflers, tailpipes, and exhaust pipes to fit every American car. McDaniel's is an EQ muffler center with over 300 mufflers in stock, and the EQ system provides pipes bent to fit your car while you wait. And your new exhaust pipe or muffler or tailpipe is guaranteed for as long as you own your automobile. You get economy and quality at McDaniel's EQ Center, south of Orange, Route 15.
The Pittsburgh Pirates and the Philadelphia Phillies won afternoon games in Major League Baseball today. The Pirates beat the New York Mets 4-2 with the help of a two-run single by winning pitcher Bruce Kyson. The Phillies downed the stumbling Cardinals 6-2, getting three hits each from Greg Luzinski and Gary Maddux. A 4-under par 67 has put veteran Don Bice in the lead in the first round of the Byron Nelson Golf Classic in Dallas. There is a crowd one stroke behind him, including Johnny Miller, who highlighted his day with an eagle 3. The National Basketball Association says 18 college players and 2 from high school have applied for hardship exemptions to make them eligible for the NBA draft. Among the college applicants is Notre Dame All-American Adrian Dantley. The high school players thinking about jumping directly to the pros are Darrell Dawkins of Orlando, Florida, and Bill Willoughby of Englewood, New Jersey. The trial of a lawsuit aimed at knocking out the National Football League's Roselle Rule continued today in a Minneapolis federal court. Read into the record was a deposition claiming that the Miami Dolphins wanted wide receiver Bob Hayes after he played out his option with Dallas, but were afraid Commissioner Pete Roselle might award Dallas their star receiver Paul Warfield as compensation. And that's it for now on a Sports Check, brought to you by a member of the WJMA Sports Broadcasters Club, McDaniel Gas and Tire Center. Keep up with all the good sports on WJMA.
I look in the mirror, but I look at a stranger. Can this be the sensible me who said he wouldn't fall in love? I suddenly saw you, I knew there was danger. Why run away when I love you and want you forever? I know I'm a dreamer, but I don't want to wake up. Whenever you touch me, I can fly to the sky. Beside me, I'll always be a dreamer. As long as we're sharing smiles and the sorrows, we'll make every day we're together a day to remember. I have no illusions, just a heart full of loving. It's a wonderful world, I know, whenever you're near.
To the core of the sun,
insieme.
Now Martino getting this portion of the evening show underway with To the Door of the Sun from his recent album. 23 minutes before 8 o'clock here in the evening show. Little item in, State Representative Terrence McCarthy of Oak Bluffs, Massachusetts, pleaded with the state legislature this week for greater safeguards against criminal intrusion and assaults in private homes. After his speech, police arrived and told him his Boston apartment had been broken into and ransacked.
Thank you. 'cause your dream's not coming true. Leave a little room to start again. If your faith is shaken, though it seems you've thought it through, leave a little room for it to mend. Leave a little room to find a friend. Leave a little room to start again. First you think you're alone, and the world's made of stone, and the game thought that it was true. Leave a little room to think again. Your heart is grieving and you don't know what to do. Coming true.
That's Miss Sassy, Shirley Bassey, and Leave a Little Room.
This is Hans Hillermer, pastor of Good Shepherd and Mount Nebo Lutheran Churches. How can we respond to Vietnam? After more than a decade of direct involvement, what do we do with our feelings? Our grief for so many lives lost on all sides, our shame for the mistakes we made, our anger at the mistakes others made, our guilt and frustrations. In the Old Testament, the prophet Ezekiel wrote of an experience of being set down in a valley of dry bones. Our feelings towards Vietnam remind me of this valley, where hope and life seem missing. What have we done, Lord? Where are we to go now? Yet in Ezekiel, the Lord comes and brings new life. The dry bones are revived and there is new beginning. In the New Testament, we know the same reality, new beginnings given us by God. We can respond to Vietnam with the hope of new beginnings for them and for us, but our new life can only come as we examine old mistaken ways and declare them finished. With God's help, we must be as honest as we can about our mistakes so that we can learn from them. Doing this, we can move on with new hope and life.
Thank you.
from the show Gypsy. That's Everything's Coming Up Roses in a brand new rendition for that usual boppy kind of number by Andre Previn. WJMA weather for Orange, Nason's, Brightwood, and Gordonsville, and points down the line, partly cloudy through Saturday with the lows tonight and Friday around, Friday night that is, around 50 degrees, highs Friday in the daytime around 70, and on Saturday in the 60s. The chance of rain's 10% tonight, 20% Friday, and 10% again Friday night. Winds from the east at 5 to 15 miles an hour tonight and Friday. In Orange right now, it's 71 degrees Fahrenheit, 21.6 degrees Celsius, 45% is the relative humidity. A very nice evening out. This is good gardening weather. Hope your garden's getting along just fine. I watch the gardens on either side of the station over here, and it's just really a very nice thing to look at. I wish I had something going like that myself. And the tomato plants are staked. I guess they're tomato plants. Maybe they're beans. No, I guess they're tomatoes right now. And, gee, they just look like pictures looking down on them. They're really nice on both sides. It's right now 12 minutes before 8 here on the evening show, Gene Love, through the evening. At 9 o'clock, it's going to be Mac Moore time, and that is the jazz scene. Tonight, we're going to get in on the bebop situation on number 6 in the series, continuing series of the jazz lessons brought to us by Mac. And it's the Bebop Revolution, 1942 to 1947. The music tonight will be from Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Lester Young, Stan Kenton, and Woody Herman. Tomorrow, now a biggie's tomorrow, Mother of the Year is going to be announced at noon, so you be sure you're tuned in. Meantime, we're going up the Lazy River, and it's with the Mills Brothers.
In the noonday sun, linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song awaits the bright new morning, where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you could be. Up a lazy river with me. Up a lazy river by the old dream with me. Oh, up a lazy river where the robin's song awaits a bright new morning, where we can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Oh, up a lazy river,
happy you could be. Up a lazy river.
In our pet patrol, two dogs have been found on Route 631 near Leon. One is a large St. Bernard, which St. Bernards are usually, and the other is a small white dog going along with him, wherein the small white dog is wearing a red collar. I don't know why, but I have the feeling that I have read this same kind of description in the past from some other time, that this unlikely combination got out and wandered around. Maybe it was another pair, but I can just see these two characters going around together. And if you're missing your St. Bernard and a little white dog, call this number and you can get them on back home again, 948-6510. That again, 948-6510. They are probably in very good hands, but I'm sure the folks would like to see them get on back home again. And it's 7 before 8 o'clock here on the evening show.
Colony Satin Tone paints offer a lot of value for your home decorating dollar. Now these top quality latex wall paints, house paints, and satin enamels are a better value than ever during G.A. Waugh Furniture Company's big Colony paint sale. Here's a chance to save on the paints you need to make either the inside or outside of your home look really good. There are hundreds of beautiful colors to choose from. Shop and save now at G.A. Waugh Furniture Company on Main Street in Orange.
Where are you going, my little one, little one? Where are you going, my baby, my own? Turn around and you're two. Turn around and you're four. Turn around.
Diana Ross and Turn Around. We're heading on up to 8 o'clock news time. Helping us along the way, here's our friend Frank Sinatra.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me, I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Somewhere in her smile she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. I don't know. Just stick around now, it may show. I don't know. I don't know. Something in the way she knows. And all I have to do is think of her. Something in the things she shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Something in the way she knows me. And all I have to do is just think of her. Something in the things she shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how. Don't want to leave her now.
A Beatles number, Something. And not particularly the Beatles, but it's done by George Harrison of the Beatles. And that's Frank Sinatra, old Blue Eyes himself, doing that number for us. It's brought us up to news time here on the top of the hour. You're tuned to WJMA, AM and FM in Orange, Virginia. It's 8 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time, and in our daylight it's 71 degrees here in Orange. And here's what's new. The House has rejected a plan that would have let savings and loan institutions offer home mortgages with variable interest rates that would rise or fall during the life of the loan. The House voted 291 to 104 to block proposal. The plan would have taken effect on May 15th. Labor and consumer groups unanimously opposed the proposal. They claim home buyers could be hoodwinked into signing up for a mortgage which could automatically increase their monthly home payments. But the thrift institutions had said the variable mortgages would end the ruinous peaks and valleys in the housing industry. The House Ways and Means Committee neared the end of the energy tax bill decisions today, but delayed the final vote until Monday. The measure would raise federal gasoline taxes and impose a tax on cars getting poor gasoline mileage. Committee Chairman Al Ullman, an Oregon Democrat, told reporters the bill is tough enough to do the job. Ullman says he's satisfied that President Ford can live with the measure, but Representative Barbara Conable, a New York Republican, takes another view. He says the measure isn't tough enough, and he adds it's going to be pretty hard for the American people to live with. Conable believes President Ford will veto the bill as it now stands. Alabama Governor George Wallace says that if he were president, he'd base his foreign policy on the assumption that, in his words, you can't trust a communist. Wallace's comment came in an interview with touring foreign journalists last March. The Associated Press today obtained a transcript of that interview. Tax rebate checks should be turning up in some taxpayers' mailboxes within the next few days. The checks, designed as an economic stimulant, begin going into the mails this week. An IRS spokesman said almost $14 million in rebate checks are being mailed this week. He said that all of about $78 million in rebates will be sent out by June 15th. Some checks went out yesterday and today, one day ahead of schedule. South Vietnam's rulers began to re-establish contact with the outside world today, while Cambodia, going it alone, trucked out nearly all remaining foreigners. Saigon Radio, monitored in Bangkok, says the revolutionary government in Saigon held its first news conference since it took over the South Vietnamese capital 8 days ago. Chief of Saigon's military administration, General Tran Van Tra, welcomed foreign journalists. He told them they were witnessing an historic moment, the end of 170 years in which our country did not have independence and freedom. A second group of about 500 foreigners, including four Americans who had been trapped inside Cambodia, crossed the border into Thailand today, but an unknown number of Westerners, including at least two Americans, are believed still inside the country. The foreigners coming out today said some French citizens remained behind, and they presumably could not or did not wish to join the final exodus. The two U.S. nationals inside Cambodia are identified as aviation company employee John Yim and Brian Walsh. The four Americans returning from Cambodia today are newsmen or news photographers. The Appropriations Subcommittee of the House Foreign Operations Committee today trimmed President Ford's $507 million request for Indochina refugees by more than $10 million. The panel approved a $100 million cut. The panel approved a $405 million aid package. The subcommittee based the cut on generally providing funds for about 114,000 refugees. Ford had requested aid for up to 150,000 refugees. Subcommittee members complained that they have no idea how much money will in fact be needed. They also said they probably will have to make another appropriation when the administration knows exactly how many refugees are involved and the precise cost involved. Senator George McGovern says he's told Premier Fidel Castro that basketball and baseball may help speed up the possible renewal of relations between the United States and Cuba, and McGovern said Castro liked the idea. The South Dakota Democrat is due back in the United States later tonight after winding up a 3-day visit to Cuba. McGovern said he suggested that Castro might want to invite one of the U.S. college teams, such as UCLA or Maryland, to visit Cuba. McGovern thinks it's quite possible that some discussions on the invitations can get underway. Rudolf Wunderhorn, who calls himself Minnesota Fats and admits to being the world's greatest pool player, can't cut the mustard behind bars. A score of prisoners polished off the 62-year-old Fats in an exhibition series inside the Maynard Correctional Center in Illinois. When the match ended, Minnesota Fats said, "Everybody plays too good around here." And on that, we'll be back.
Due to a preemption last Sunday, this week's People's Choice program once again focuses on Hal Holbrook as Mark Twain. But you'll also hear the High Lows, Billy Crash Craddock, Artie Shaw, Bob Newhart, the Ohio Players, and many other artists. That's this Sunday from 6 to 8 on the People's Choice.
WJMA News Time is 5 after 8. Weather for the five-county area: partly cloudy through Saturday with lows tonight, and Friday night around 50 with the highs Friday around 70 in the 60s on Saturday. Chance of rains 10% tonight, 20% Friday, 10% again Friday night. Easterly winds 5 to 15 miles an hour tonight and tomorrow. Down from a high today of 79 degrees, we are now standing at 71 degrees Fahrenheit, 21.6 degrees Celsius, and 45% is the relative humidity. I'm Jean Love for WJMA News.
Meet the Switchblade Sisters, the toughest gang of teenage girls ever to slash their way across a motion picture screen. Switchblade Sisters, the teenage girl gang even the cops were scared of.
They can't hold us, we're juveniles.
First you'll meet Lace. She'd rather kill her man than lose him.
Okay, you're gonna have to fight me.
Then there's Maggie, Lace's best friend, a shapely young bundle of female dynamite ready to explode on contact.
You're a chicken. Say it!
And Lace's man lit the fuse.
You got knocked up, right? Big deal!
Two teenage wildcats, both hung up on the same guy. One of them had to go the hard way. Switchblade Sisters, in color, rated R.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Orange Drive-In Theater. Persons under 18 not admitted unless accompanied by parent or guardian.